7:48 at WGCL. Glass in the morning. Thank you for being with us. The day after 4th of July, the day after Keith's birthday. You don't look a year older.
Oh, I feel it.
Joe Smith joins us on a special edition Tuesday morning. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
How are we doing? Keith, that's only a number, age. Remember that.
That's true. Thank
but
you, Joe.
But a belated happy birthday.
Thank you, Joe.
Joe, not on the Facebook either, so that's how most people wish people happy birthdays these days. I wonder how the greeting card industry is done with all this social media stuff happening. But Keith, 61 again. Is that right, Keith? Is that about right?
The age. Yep. Oh, I thought you were doing the temperature.
No, well, we could buy one, get one free on such a summer's day.
Yeah, I wish.
71 downtown at WGCL.
Now you're getting closer. Now we're getting closer.
But, Joe, the weekend, it was a long one, and no more sports talk, at least for the month of July. We know that's our normal hiatus on that, so we'll focus on some local activity here. We know we've got City Golf. It's coming up a little bit later in the month. Everybody's got to get their scores in for that to be happening. The road to Rio is paved with gold medals, but sadly for an Indiana University volunteer assistant and a wonderful athlete, it's just a cruel, cruel game of clicks, of inches, of not even that, as not everything went swimmingly in the Olympic trials on the track and field side. Tell us what we might have missed over a very busy holiday weekend.
Well, we'll start with the positive, and what a banner year it's been for IU head coach, the men's and women's swim team, Ray Luz, and it just keeps getting better and better. And you know what? The script not written just yet. What with the road to Rio ahead next month? After guiding, if you'll remember, the U.S. women as head coach at the World University Games last year, well, here he is now, Ray Luz, assistant coach of Team USA in Rio next month, going to Rio de Janeiro with his Hoosier coaching counterpart at IU, diving coach Drew Johansson, who we'll touch on in our next report today, highlighting our week, plus 11 current or former student-athletes who have successfully punched tickets through all of the action and trials of last week out in Omaha. Quite a current 2016 summertime story, but it has been a banner year for Coach Ray. Last winter, if you'll recall, Ray became the first women coach in Big Ten League history to be named both the men's and women's conference coach of the year during the same season. The men went on, finished ninth at the NCAAs, the women seventh, their best finish ever, and the men finished as the top Big Ten team at the NCAAs for the first time in 38 years. But a humbling honor for the veteran head coach when the news broke on the 4th of July, and quite patriotic indeed for that news to surface on Independence Day to serve as an assistant to Team USA. Ray called it a dream come true, one he'll never forget. And armed with prized pupil, sophomore-to-be Lily King, who was remarkable in Omaha, winning both the 100 and 200 breaststroke events. Now the challenge ahead is to, well, swim even faster in Rio, where the eventual goal is gold, competing against the world's best. Coach Ray also watched alum Cody Miller qualifying the 100 breaststroke and rising junior to be Blake Peroni make the 400-meter relay team. The other half of our Hoosier exacta to Rio, his story, as I mentioned later today, is Drew Johansson serves as the head diving coach of Team USA. It just doesn't get any better than this. Elsewhere, a reminder, sports talk from Yogi's Sports Bar and Grill. Off for its summer hiatus, will return August the 9th. The NBC Sports Capsule airs tonight at 6. Elsewhere, heartbreak again for former Hoosier All-American and current Ron Helmer volunteer assistant Molly Beckwith Ludlow. Monday out in Eugene, Oregon at the U.S. Track and Field Olympic Trials, seated second, Molly finished fourth in the 800-meter finals, denied a spot on Team USA by just 4/100ths of a second, running a quick 1:59.6, but she didn't make it. Molly missed the London Games 4 years ago, if you remember, in similar dramatic fashion. And the agony of defeat struck yet another former Hoosier swim standout, Lindsay Vrooman, despite setting setting a lifetime best mark of 8.29.1. In the 800 meters, she failed by one spot of making Team USA over the holiday weekend in Omaha. But 11 have qualified, red, white, and blue, and a lot of cream and crimson to boot.
Yeah, Joe, tough. It's just, again, games of inches, games of everything else, yeah. And that's why you have to have, a little heartbreak to go and make the good times feel good. But it's tough when it happens, two Olympic qualifiers in a row, and just a tough story. Great story there, again, on Ray Lewis, and obviously with the diving coach, remind me of his name again.
Drew Johansson.
Dr. Drew. There'll be plenty of cream and crimson in Rio to do that. Kevin Durant doesn't need any cream or crimson, Joe.
How big is that contract going to be?
And he doesn't need any gold coins either. He'll get plenty of them himself. He signs with the Golden State Warriors. That was big news at lunchtime yesterday. He will be there 2 years, $54 million, a player option after year number one, because the cap is rumored to go up after next year as well. So we'll see who if this circus continues to go around and around. We'll touch on all the other things making news in the world of sport. We'll do that coming back at 8:45.
We'll be here to do it.
All right, sounds good. Grab a cup of coffee for me as well, and we'll come back
fellas.
At 8:45.
Take care, Joe.
See you in a bit.
Joe Smith, 7:45, 8:45, special Tuesday morning post-holiday edition. Joe Smith time at WGCL. Yes, I know it's Tuesday. Yes, we usually don't have Joe on Tuesdays. Joe, say hello to Keith Klein.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, hello, Keith Klein.
How you doing?
How was that birthday?
You
had a big day yesterday.
Big day, the big 7-5.
We throw a parade in his honor every year. Is that the silver anniversary, Keith? Which one is that?
Just send money.
75?
Yep.
My goodness, congratulations.
Yep.
Is that the golden?
Well, I always throw in, you don't look it. You don't look it.
Keith, no.
Well, thank you.
He's looked 75 for the last 40 years, Joe.
Yeah. No. He's been stuck on
that.
65 for 10 years.
Well, you've got a lot of room to talk, Mr. Smith. You're the youngster of this whole thing.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm inching closer and closer to you, and I'm talking about hitting that 7-0, you know.
Well, I'll tell you what. In my mind, I'm in my 20s, but in
there
my body, I keep getting reminded that I'm not in my 20s.
Well, I have the old saying, that's why I left softball at 55. The spirit willing, the flesh is weak.
That's right.
You know.
Well,
flesh
is all gone south.
But you and I both got up vertical today, so life
that's
is
right.
good.
On there the green
go.
Side, Joe. Celebrate.
Huh?
We're on the green side. Celebrate it.
You got it, brother.
This is the diamond anniversary, Keith. The diamond anniversary
I'll
of your existence.
Okay.
Or gold. You can do that. And if you get to the year 85th, it's the moonstone. That's what Wikipedia says.
You got to go to the moon and get me
Mine is bronze for my the 8th. That was my wedding anniversary today. So bronze.
That's right.
What does that mean? I give Joanna a handful of pennies? How does that
work? It's a happy anniversary to the Glasscots.
Glasscots. I forgot about that.
I'm still sweating from that day.
Oh, it was hot.
Yeah, it was hot.
It was a hot one.
We got through it. It's going to be hotter in Rio, Joe. And or is it? Are they south of the – is that winter down there? That's fall down there, isn't it? It is. It should be because it should be spring for them, right?
Since I let you handle all the weather
the
elements.
The climatology. Well, if you're south of the equator, the seasons are flopped, right? So I would think that's spring.
There.
Well, we'll figure it out when we get there. But what we do know, Joe, is there are plenty of cream and crimson, a story of heartbreak. We talked at 7:45, but plenty of red and white to wave the banner. Indiana University now has almost 200 athletes that are going to compete over the all summer Olympics. That's an unbelievable number, and we have some coaches to join them, and rightly so.
Well, while we documented IU swim coach Ray Luz's appointment to serve as USA women's assistant coach in Rio next month, earlier today, Coach Ray has plenty of IU cream crimson joining him in Rio when the games there get rolling in August, completing the early half of the IU daily double ahead of the holiday weekend. Veteran diving coach Drew Johansson will guide Team USA as its head coach, handling a team of 10. That includes three Hoosiers, Jessica Ferrato, Michael Hickson, and Amy Kozab. Ferrato will team with Amy to dive in the 10-meter synchro event and will also dive in the individual 10-meter in Rio. Hickson will go in the 3-meter synchro as well as the individual 3-meter event. Second time around for Drew, who knows what it takes to get to the medal podium. 4 years ago, if you'll remember, in London, serving as head coach, the U.S. took home a gold, one silver, and two bronze medals, the four total, the most for Team USA divers in a near quarter century. Cream Crimson interest, too, around the pool and diving decks will be keen, to say the least, when competition begins next month. Well, it's simply called the Basketball Tournament, TBT for short. It's in its third year of existence. It's a 64-team tournament, 16 in four regions around the country, including Chicago, which includes for a second year the Armored Athlete Team, a squad comprised of, some former Hoosier hoopsters of note. Favorite son, Jordan Halls, out of this city in Bloomington South, former Mr. Basketball. Christian Watford and Will Sheehy joining forces again in this $2 million winner-take-all event that begins this weekend. The AA team has also enlisted the help, from what I gather, from a former teammate, Cody Zeller, as a team booster. Won't be playing, obviously, since he's an NBAer, but he can lend his support to the cause for his collegiate buddies and former teammates. Armored Athlete made the Elite Eight of last year's tournament before being eliminated. Again, play in Chicago, also in Charlotte, Philadelphia, Los Angeles, commences this weekend. The final game, August the 2nd on ESPN, ESPN News, and ESPN2. Also due to have some of those regional semis and finals for your summertime viewing pleasure. Well, Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame induction for its six classes coming ahead now in 10 days. Those $40 banquet tickets for the July 15th event at the Convention Center available by calling ticket chair and board member Ann Carpenter the rest of this week. You can give Ann a call at her home at 812-336-6434. That's 812-336-6434. The ticket deadline is Sunday. FYI, City Golf 18-hole qualifying scores. Don't forget, for men's, juniors, and women. Now, they're going to be have to be in by the end of this day out at the Cascades Pro Shop. Match play and all of the events will begin this weekend. And coming soon to our website, our 9-game regular season Monroe County High School football broadcast schedule, our first broadcast coming up August the 19th. The South will host Brownsburg. NBC Sports Capsule tonight at 6. Sports Talk from Yogi Sports Bar and Grill returns August the 9th.
We got it all covered, Joe. That's the good news. And as we get in here into July, well, we've got the city tournament. We'll see the European Championships. Wednesday and Thursday are the semifinals. You've got
the final four. Who are they now?
The Welsh will take on the Portuguese on Wednesday. Thursday, the Germans and the French will get together. The winners will meet in Paris on Sunday afternoon. All match times are 3 o'clock. So, some heavy hitters in the world, at least of European football. It's only people who can get into that tournament. So that will wrap up our soccer calendar for the year. Yeah. Then we'll have the city golf involved. Obviously, the Lynn Loring tennis report will heat up with Wimbledon cruising along here as well, so we'll keep an eye on that. But it gets to be a quiet time of the year. The Pacers in free agency, they've had a good little burst, as we talked about before. Yep. We talked to you. We'll see if Lance Stevenson and how that second marriage could possibly work out or doesn't work out.
It's got to be better than the first go-around, hopefully. But anyway, we'll see.
On the court, it wasn't terrible.
I'm not a big Stevenson guy.
Either am I. But again,
so, I mean, you know, that's my own personal.
You find a guy that's been here, done that. Maybe he's got some perspective after jumping teams and not playing a ton of minutes over the last couple of years. You hope.
Yeah.
If we see the resurrection, we know the talent's there, and if he puts it together, Joe, for the price, could be. I think it's well worth the risk.
Yeah, if the price is right, and the maturity level has gone on the improve, then maybe it's another good catch. They've done well so far in the signings this summer, so who knows?
Dwayne Wade offered by the Heat, 2 years, $40 million. Paul Gasol, perhaps to the San Antonio Spurs. Rumors are maybe Tim Duncan retires, so plenty of moving pieces.
Durant's getting how much were Willie with Golden State?
The Will, he's only, it's a 2-year deal, $57 million or $54 million. I can't remember what it is. It's a lot. But he's got a player opt out after 1 year. So if they refigure out the cap and there's more stuff made available, he doesn't want to be tied into any of that. So we could go through all this. Next year, who knows? Does he sign up again? Curry's a free agent after next year as well. It's just it's the never ending story of money, and that's again that's what it is, and good for that. I was joking with Keith. I remember when Bruce Willis was getting paid $20 million to make a movie in 1990. Did you stop going to the movies? No. Did Bruce deserve it? Well, I don't know. Who deserves what? If that's what the market's willing to pay you, if you're not an NBA guy, why wouldn't you get every dollar available?
Hey, like you said, you got to throw kudos out to the NBA union.
I guess.
Huh?
They're
getting
in
the job done, and you know.
And there's only 15 guys on a basketball team, not 80 or 60 or whatever it is on a pro football team, 54, whatever that number is. Yeah. A little bit different. And again, Major League Baseball rosters are a little bit bigger as well. So when you got less guys to pay, Joe, well, I'm not a math guy, but I can figure that out. We do know that the Olympics in Rio will be in springtime as their summer starts in December 21st. So that'll be late winter, early spring here for them. Fun stuff on all that. We will talk to you then on Friday morning.
We'll have a preview of the City Golf Championships. Also, the Reds return to the radio due to the afternoon happenings there in Chicago.
A home run derby.
Yeah, a home run derby was yesterday and continues again today and Wednesday, then an off day Thursday. And obviously, due to commitments, we don't carry afternoon games for Cincy. They'll be down in Miami right prior to the All-Star break, 7 o'clock Friday, 4 o'clock Saturday, and then the All-Star break. So another gap there before we get back through the heat of the July and August, September months.
Sounds good, my friend. We'll get that caught up with you Friday morning.
Take care,
Joe. Sounds great. Have a great week, Keith.
Joe Smith, 7:45, 8:45, special Tuesday morning, holiday edition.